Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration and SuperDeck products May 17th through the 20th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
And advice when you visit my blog by the same name, smartmovestogrowrich.com. Sometimes you get a financial windfall, like a gift, inheritance, lottery payout, or a tax refund, and find yourself jumping for joy. But once the dust and excitement settles, you also find yourself wondering what to do with it. That's the situation for a reader named Amber W., who asks, I'm a full-time student being supported by my parents, and they gave me $30,000 more than I need right now. I'd like to invest it and earn some extra money. What advice do you have? Amber's in a pretty enviable position to have her education paid for by her parents and to have a lump sum of cash to live on. But unless her parents are willing to keep this gravy train flowing, Amber needs to manage the money wisely. Here are five questions you should ask yourself before you invest a financial windfall. The first question you should ask yourself before investing a cash windfall is, do I have emergency savings? Having some amount of emergency money is critical for having a healthy financial life because no one can predict the future. You might have a large unexpected expense or a loss of income. Without emergency money to fall back on, you're living on the edge, financially speaking. So getting a windfall is the perfect opportunity to build up your cash reserves. I recommend that you keep a minimum of 3 to 6 months' worth of your living expenses safe and sound in a high-yield bank account that's FDIC-insured. Depending on your situation, you may need more, like if you have a shaky job situation, a large family, or a spouse who doesn't work. Amber asked about investing her excess money. Let's clarify the difference between investing and saving so you can think strategically about them. Saving is for money you expect to spend within the next few years and don't want to risk losing it. You save money that you want to keep 100% safe because you know you'll need it or because you could need it, as with emergency money. Investing, on the other hand, is for money you expect to spend in the future, like in 10 or more years. Purchasing an investment means you're exposing money to some amount of risk in order to make it grow. Investments can go down in value. Therefore, you should never invest money that you can't live without. Though Amber is being supported by her parents, they're probably counting on her to make her education money last as long as it needs to. My advice for Amber is to save her windfall, not to jeopardize losing any amount of it in an investment. Once she's out of school and starts earning her own money, she can begin investing. But until then, her job should be to concentrate on her studies and develop a career plan.
If you're on a GLP-1, you're probably loving the results. You look good. But how do you feel? How about the stomach issues? Loss of muscle mass? Lacking energy? All of those side effects can take a toll. So now what? The answer is GNC. We have solutions that can help address those side effects and make sure you don't get knocked off your path. Because when it comes to living healthy, we're all about it. And that includes keeping you going on your GLP-1 journey. GNC.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion. and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Question number two is, do I have high interest debt? If you have expensive high interest accounts like credit cards or payday loans, paying down your debt is the next best way to spend a windfall. Paying off a credit card that charges 22% is like earning 22% on an investment after taxes. That's hard to beat. So take the opportunity to use a windfall to get rid of high interest debt and stay out of debt going forward. Question number three is, do I contribute to a workplace retirement account? Getting a windfall could be the ticket to increasing your contributions or to just getting started if you haven't been participating in a retirement plan so far. It's wise to always invest at least 10 to 15% of your gross income for retirement. Investing through a workplace retirement plan is an excellent way to automatically set aside small amounts of money on a regular basis. A 401k or 403b allows you to contribute money on a pre-tax basis and invest in funds chosen from a menu of options. You'll build wealth for the future, cut your taxes, and maybe even get some amount of employer matching. Question number four is, do I have an IRA or individual retirement arrangement? Don't have a job with a retirement plan? Not a problem. If you have some amount of earned income or are married to someone who does, you can contribute to a traditional or a Roth IRA. Even if you do contribute to a retirement plan at work, you can still max out an IRA in the same year, which is a great way to spend a cash windfall. There are annual income limits on who can contribute to a Roth IRA, but there are no income limitations for a traditional IRA. And the fifth question you should ask before investing a windfall is, do I have financial goals? After you've built up your emergency fund, whittled down high interest debt, and have money flowing into tax-advantaged retirement accounts, start thinking about using a windfall to make your financial goals a reality. Do you want to buy a house? Go to graduate school? Take a trip around the world? Use the same principles that I covered earlier. Save for the short term and invest for the long term. For instance, if you want to buy a car within 6 months or purchase a home within 2 years, don't invest the money because the value could drop at the exact moment you need it. But if your goal is to send young kids to college or to buy a business in 10 years, that's when it makes sense to invest a windfall. Unless you get a huge, life-changing windfall, it's best not to go on a wild spending spree. Instead, use the opportunity to shape up your finances. And if you are lucky enough to receive a fortune, it's wise to seek professional and legal help to make sure you manage your new wealth as wisely as possible. If you have a money question, you can email me at money@quickanddirtytips.com or connect on social media like the Money Girl Facebook page or Twitter. My Twitter name is at Laura Adams, LauraAdams with no space. You'll also find me on Pinterest, Google+, and LinkedIn. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's Saucony.com.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation. Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.